French reinforcements arrived in Ivory Coast today, a day after government planes bombed a French base, killing 9 French soldiers and an American. The French responded by destroying much of Ivory Coast's air force, including jet planes and helicopters. The UN Security Council met in private this weekend and condemned recent attacks against peacekeepers based in the West African country. Freelance reporter Carrie Giardino is in the Ivory Coast city of Abidjan. She joins us on a cell phone. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, and you?
We're doing better. Yesterday's violence was the height of it, it seems, and it seems things have slowed down a little bit today. There was mass looting this morning and more anti-French protests, and I actually went out this morning to see what the scene was like, and the streets were empty of cars but full of debris from the looting and the riotings of all last night, which didn't end until about 2 o'clock this morning.
Who is doing this? Who is doing the looting?
The looting and the rioting are just from youths in the streets. Basically, there's a pro-government militia known as the Young Patriots who have been mobilized to protest against the French. It's unclear if all of them are part of this pro-government militia or if they're just taking to the streets in general as a group dynamic. But the people who are looting are a lot of young men that I saw carrying television sets, lamps.
Carrie, what have you been able to learn about the situation elsewhere in Ivory Coast?
In Sucre, which is the administrative capital towards the north, the army spokesman for the Ivory Coast Army up there has called his troops back, told them to move back from the front line. They were building an offensive against the rebels in the north, so they've been called back to their pre-air raid positions as of from Thursday. And there were massive bombs and explosions in Yamoussoukro, which is the administrative capital, and here in Abidjan over the past 24 hours.
Can you explain to us why this outburst of violence at this time?
Basically, a disarmament campaign to demobilize the former combatants was supposed to be launched October 15th. And when the former combatants refused to disarm because the political reforms that were due to take hold before the end of September were not implemented, the government here retaliated and said that they will force disarmament of the rebels. That's what prompted the air raids that began on Thursday. When the air raids being conducted Saturday morning, that was about the 5th air raid in the morning, actually hit a French base up in the north, and that prompted a retaliatory measure from the French here, who destroyed much of the air force strong power of the Ivorian army. It wiped out 2 Sukhoi bombers and a number of helicopters that were on the ground in the administrative capital of Yamoussoukro.
Now, I believe I heard you use the word that accidental to describe the Ivorian action on the French airbase.
That's how they responded to the initial reports of it. Of course, they said it was a mistake. They had bombed the French. It was unintentional. And regardless, within an hour of them making that announcement, there was more engagement between Ivorians and French troops here in Abidjan at the international airport here, which actually caused about 100 passengers to become stranded at the airport. A number of them were making connecting flights and had gotten there extra early to make sure they could get out before the fighting. Now they've been evacuated by French troops to the French headquarters here, the troop headquarters, which is actually now suffering from mass protests and demonstrations.
Freelance reporter Carrie Giardino in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Thank you.
Thank you.